boy.
Mandy,
Katie.
we both have different backgrounds today.
Well, yes, we do. We do.
We are world travelers.
I can't get my meeting notes to pull up either, so.
That's all right. I have mine up.
Okay.
I mean, I found you. It was touch and
Listen.
go there for a minute for both of us.
Friends, friends, here we are. I feel like I'm on NPR. Sweaty balls. So I'm trying to speak quietly so
Right.
as not to disturb the patient or the five animals that are currently under my care.
Oh my gosh, I got the cutest video from Mandy this morning a few minutes ago with all the pups like out like on point chasing birds or whatever they were after, but it's a lot. I kept going, oh, there's another one and there's another one and there's more.
Yep.
I love it.
So
I love it.
forgive my NPR tone today.
NPR. No, I love it. And forget, I did not bring my mic, mainly because I brought the rest of my house, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But I just anyway, so I don't know how I'm gonna sound on this recording, but it is what
Fine.
it is, friends.
The only reason I brought mine is because I don't know when the heck I'm ever going to be home again. So.
That's true. I have a definite end date.
I do not.
Well,
No.
Mandy, I see something on your list that I was definitely going to talk about, but I'm glad you put on yours. Aaron Boone getting ejected was about the craziest thing I've seen in a while. And we've seen some crazy stuff from umpires lately.
Yeah. So, Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees. And he's notorious for getting ejected. Like he kind of, he's not Bobby Cox levels for all you old time Braves fans who
Well,
remember
for
Bobby
your
Cox.
FPD alumni, Jimmy Turner level.
Bobby holds the MLB record for the number of times that a manager has been ejected. So he's not that, he's not there yet, but if he manages as long as Bobby does, he might take that. But I think it was Sunday. It was an afternoon game. They were playing the A's. And he was over there just jawing in the dugout like he's prone to do. And the home plate umpire, don't know where the mic was, but the mic caught everything the home plate umpire said. And he was basically like, Aaron, shut up. If you don't shut up, I'm tossing you. And so then the camera angle just happens to be perfect. And you
Yeah.
can see that Aaron Boone does not say another
Not
word.
another single word to anyone.
However, a fan sitting behind the dugout yells something like, come on home plate or
Yeah,
something.
yeah, yeah.
And the home plate umpire turns around and ejects Aaron Boone. He
That's
goes out.
where, like, they record everything and do replay everything.
Yeah, so he was like, and he comes out there, and it's so funny when he gets out there to the home plate umpire, he's like, I didn't say anything. You told me to shut up, and I did. Uh-oh.
Oh,
Pause.
Lord.
Doorbell is ringing.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Had a wheelchair delivery that had
Look,
to be received.
here's the thing about this podcast. We are totally unhinged most of the time, but there's so much grace. I think it is why people like it, is because we just are real and we try to be what we hope everybody else is to the world.
Here's just an FYI.
Yeah.
In the event that you are dealing with someone who has had some sort of knee procedure and needs a wheelchair with a leg lift, and you're in the greater Coweta Fayette County region, they don't have them. They don't have them. I'm like, there's no freaking way. There is not a wheelchair at the hospital that doesn't have a leg lift.
Come on.
So anyway, we have rented a wheelchair with a leg lift
There we
so
go.
that we may get to our doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord.
Ah.
Oh, so we
Anyway,
were talking about Aaron
Aaron
Boone.
Boone got tossed for
Got
jumping
tossed for
through the inspection.
nothing.
Yeah, bless his heart.
I just, I mean, if somebody deserves to be tossed, toss them. But like, and
Yeah.
why did the other umpires, like the field umpires, not step in?
Well, and then on top of that, yesterday the home plate umpire released a statement and didn't apologize. His theory was basically Aaron Boone is the manager, and so he's responsible for everything that happens
Stop
over there.
it.
It didn't come out of the dugout, dude. It came from
Stop
the fans.
it. I think all of this, I think this year especially, the outcry, because we can now hear and see so much more about these umpires, is hopefully going to be the start of some kind of change in how
Yeah.
things are done. Because, I mean, they're under a lot more scrutiny than they're used to.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's getting to be ridiculous.
In other umpire news, I can't remember his name, but he was, yes, I can't, whatever umpire checks the pitchers when they come off for sticky stuff. So I don't know if that's third base or if it's home. I don't know who it is, but.
Probably depends on the side of the field that they're on.
So whatever umpire checks for sticky stuff, the one who was umpiring the game on Jackie Robinson Day, Darius Vines was pitching for the Braves, and Darius is a young black man, and he got called up last year and pitched a bit, and then he was pitching this day, and he was struggling a little bit. I mean, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't doing great. And when the umpire was checking his glove, he saw that it had, RIP and a name on it. And he asked Darius who that was. And Darius said, it was my dad. And the umpire said to him, well, he's always with you. Just remember, he's always with you. And after that, Darius came out and pitched nails. So
Stop.
that's a nice umpire
That is a
story.
very nice umpire story. They aren't all bad. And just like everything, they're bad apples, but I don't think they've ever been held accountable at all. And now people are seeing,
Yeah, I don't know that you can say it at all, but
not at all. Yeah.
definitely since the, I mean, everything in life, as we've talked about,
Yeah.
nothing's black and white, everything's a
No.
balance. And so it just, the pendulum seems to have swung
Yes.
very far in the umpires have no accountability direction.
Right.
And it might be time to swing back. Speaking of umpires and sticky stuff, the Vandy boys.
Oh, yeah. I don't know this, so tell me what happened.
So they played Florida last weekend, started Thursday night, won Thursday night, won Friday night. Saturday afternoon, they had a freshman pitching, and he's a little ginger. I had already noticed his hair. It's like strawberry blonde,
Love
very,
it.
so very pale skin. So obviously the kid has to wear sunscreen when he's pitching on Saturday
Yeah.
afternoon. And I noticed he kept going to his forearm before he would pitch. And finally, old Sully, the Florida head coach, manager, do they call them managers in college? I don't remember.
I think they call them coaches.
I think so too. But Sully Sullenberger, no, that's not me. Just,
Different Sully.
yeah. He pointed out to the umpires what was happening, that this kid had something. And you could see he definitely had like a black streak on his arm. Well, he's like, it's rosin. That's legal. Apparently, he was sweating. And so the sunscreen that he had on was mixing with the rosin. And the kid got kicked out of the game, got ejected, suspended for 4 games. And now
Stop.
we haven't heard from Vandy baseball since it happened, like whether they're appealing it or what
I
the
was about
story
to
is,
say.
or if the kid did it on purpose or what. I mean, but that's just kind of like what we talked about last week. Like the Vandy boys persona is not that. So
No.
I would be shocked if anybody did it on purpose.
I'm
He's a
sure.
freshman.
Yeah, I hope they're appealing it.
So I don't know. We hadn't heard anything from him. So,
Yeah.
but yeah. And
Wow.
then the kid who came in, quickly from the bullpen, McIlwain, whose brother, graduated or didn't graduate, but went into the draft last year. He's a freshman as well, and he came out and was, warming up in a hurry. And lo and behold, if he didn't was like his last warm up pitch, he didn't flinch, and you couldn't tell like if it was his oblique or his back or what.
No.
So then the third pitcher comes out,
Oh,
and then he
no.
lost the game. And then the other thing that everybody was up in arms about was old Jack Caglione, the Ohtani of college
Yes,
baseball,
yes, yes.
Florida player who pitches and plays. He had hit nine home runs, like he had hit a home run in nine consecutive games, which
Wow.
tied a college record.
Yeah.
And so he was pitching this game and playing. And at his fourth at bat of the game, which was, I think, in the ninth inning, Vandy walked him. And, Florida was ahead, and he's a
Yeah.
crazy good hitter.
Yeah.
And first base was available. Well, so then everybody's up in arms that Vandy had walked him and he didn't get to break the record. He had had three previous at bats, my
Yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
We're not here to
No.
help
We
you beat us.
no. No. The whole point of the game is to win.
So listen, it was high drama at Hawkins
Wow.
Field on Saturday
Wow.
afternoon.
Wow. I mean,
Yeah.
the
So,
baseball drama, it continues.
yes, it does. It does. Well, talk to us, Katie. You're in Charlotte. What's going on?
I am at a Spring Hill Suites in Charlott
Congratulations.
until not this Friday, but next Friday. And
Long
so I
time.
have packed and brought my entire house with me. I have grocery bags, I have most of my closet. I have a shoe bag, I have an extra bag, I have a backpack, I have all the things. I mean, we all send each other pictures back and forth. Like, I feel like I'm a nomad or I'm physically moving to Charlotte. Like,
Reminds me of when my condo flooded and I basically just lived out of my car for, I don't know, 6 weeks. I feel you.
It's we were loaded, and my roommate, who is currently doing probably what I should be doing, which is working on her last couple of assignments, is a musician. I'm not. So we had a guitar and an amp in my car as well. So we literally were the Clampets coming to Charlotte. But
Awesome.
we got here and there was no power in the hotel.
Also exciting.
And so, but as soon as I walked in, it came back on and I said, "I have arrived, people. You're welcome. Katie's here. Shut the power back on." So, that got resolved, thank God, because I was not going to do air conditioning. No air conditioning.
Happening.
No. We are right across. We're like a 10-minute walk, if that, from the place. So it's a great location. I love Charlotte. I hadn't been here in a long time, but I love it. So it's been interesting. When you travel with someone, I almost got a room for myself because I'm old and set in my ways. But it's so important to find somebody when you travel together that you have the same kind of demeanor. Especially, I mean, like if it's your, for those of you that are married, if it's your husband, you don't have a choice because you chose them and they're stuck with you or you're stuck with them. But like, there's some people I travel better with than others because, like, Hannah and I didn't talk to each other for like the first 10 minutes in the morning. We both like the room really cold. We both, don't care about some things but care about others. So I'm really glad I'm getting to room with her this week
That
and
reminds me
next
of
week.
a funny story. So Jane, whose knee I'm here nursing,
Yes.
she and I took her grandson and my nephew to Sedona several years ago, and then to the Grand Canyon. But she and I shared a room, and the boys shared a room. And Jane is 74, and every time she gets up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, she puts on her flip-flops.
Stop it.
Because otherwise her heel really hurts because she taught school for 30 years and stood on concrete floors and her feet are all messed up. I'm like, Jane, really? In the middle of the night, you gotta put on your
Flip-flops. I know,
flip-flops?
right?
In like one of the last nights we were there, we had like those sliding barn doors.
That's what we have.
And she got, it was the funniest thing. She put on those flip-flops, flip, over to the sliding door, and she got all confused about which side of the door. And she like ran into the door and she's like, shit. And at that point, I'm just cracking up at 3 in the morning. So yesterday when her daughter was like showing me how to, get her up and all that, Rachel like gets the walker over and then she like has the flip-flop sitting there. And I just looked at her. I go, are you freaking kidding me?
It's your
She's
own house.
yes, I have to have my flip-flops. We just died
Oh
laughing.
God, I love it.
So yeah, you're right. You gotta have, other than the flip-flops, Jane's great, but
This weekend, I'm traveling with the Candler Singers. I think I've
yes,
said
you mentioned
that.
them last week.
But I have my own room.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a nice little break.
Yeah.
Not that Hannah is not a joy. I love her very much. And we're, perfectly fine doing our own thing or
It'll be
being
a
together.
nice break for
But
both of y'all.
it will be. Well, she's got another roommate.
Oh, sorry, Hannah.
I know. Who's also named Katie, by the way, who we love. But like,
Still.
yeah, but I get, yeah, we get a little break, which will be nice. I am just, I'm cautiously optimistic that the Methodists can do good things these 2 weeks. So we'll see.
Good.
We'll see. My next thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you're a fan of these movies or not, Mandy, but Deadpool, the Deadpool trailer came out yesterday.
I think I watched the first one, maybe.
Oh my gosh. I love an irreverent. First of all, Ryan Reynolds, I think, is precious.
I do like Ryan Reynolds.
And I'm really excited about his movie with Emily Blunt's husband. Jason, no, not Jason Sudeikis. Who's the other one? They all look alike.
Don't ask me these things. I've
Yeah. So
been
Ryan Reynolds has
waiting 4
another one
hours.
coming out. It's like a kid's movie called If, Imaginary Friends, If. And it looks adorable. And they have both said, John Krasinski,
Good
and they're
job.
both father, girl dads. And they have both said, this is like our gift to our daughters. And I cannot wait to see that movie. I think it's going to be precious. It's one of those tearjerker movies. I can already see it coming. But Deadpool is like the opposite of that. It's like the irreverent, funny, which I love some sarcasm.
Yeah.
And so the trailer came out and it's Deadpool and Wolverine, which is going to be so good because Hugh Jackman, of course, and Ryan Reynolds give each other hell all the time. And it just cracks me up. I love their positive male friendship. And so, anyway, it's just going to be good. And it came out, and I'm just so excited. So, if you haven't seen it, go look. It's going to be really funny. If you haven't watched the first two movies, don't do it with your young children, but definitely watch them. They are very, very funny. So, there's that. And then, really, the only other thing in my life I have going on is I'm almost done.
Yay.
I know. So, I chose to take this class pass fail, so there's not a paper to write. Praise
Nice.
Jesus. But I do get class credit for being here, which is nice. And then I've got one more paper, and I'm done with my second year.
Congratulations.
I
That's
can't believe
exciting.
it. I can't believe it. And I'm really excited. I have been asked to do some more stuff with Candler Worship next year. And so that'll be some this summer. I'll be working with them this summer too. So my third year's shaping up to be pretty amazing. So I'm really excited about
Good. That's exciting. We're very proud
that.
of the family. Good job.
I'm trying to decide what my gift to myself is going to be for completing my second year. I have some ideas. So
Oh,
I'm sure
good.
when I find it, figure it out, I'll let y'all know. One of them is that bracelet. I think you have one on. One of those bracelets that you, yep.
No, that's a good idea. A yearly bracelet.
I think so. So we'll see. We'll see what I decide. The other thing, of course, we're getting closer. So our Olympic moment this week, we're starting with Olympic qualifiers in earnest right now. And one that caught my eye this week was the wrestler, the female wrestler. She's going back for her second year. She qualified, or second year, second Olympics. So she qualified again, but she's a mom now. And seeing her with her kids and how excited, it just got me all up in my feels. You know, that's to us, Manny and I love a story if you can't tell. And so we're starting to see those kind of stories, and they always get me. So if you haven't, if you're not following the Olympics, NBC Olympics has good coverage. The official Olympics one has good coverage. US Olympic team has good coverage of all the things. We're starting to get those little tear jerky moments.
Exciting.
I know, I'm so excited.
Well, good. Well,
Oh.
it's my week for food, and y'all, I got nothing.
It's blank.
Got absolutely nothing. But I was thinking, what would be fun, perhaps, is a call to arms to our listeners, all 12 of you. Katie just snorted.
Or good. A call to arms.
Call to arms from our 12 listeners.
There's more than 12.
Okay, I don't ever see the
There's
statistics.
about, yeah, there's more than 12. We're doing
Okay.
okay.
Okay. I'm currently on a meal train, which I love. And I was thinking, what are your favorite like meal train meals to deliver? Because you know me, I overthink it
Yeah,
big
you
time.
did.
Because I'm like, well, they're going to be on painkillers. They're going to be constipated. So it doesn't need to be real cheesy. Who thinks that? Me. Me.
You
I
know, I
do.
have never thought that for the record, because
Now y'all,
my go-to is
now y'all all
oh,
won't think
cheese.
it. Yeah.
Yeah,
See, y'all
I
all
gotta
won't think it.
change.
It'd be like, I can't send that. It's got too
Gotta
much
have
cheese. Mandy said they're going to be constipated.
some
But then you got to
roughage.
remember their feet. Most of the time they're feeding a bunch of kids. Like, what do the kids want to eat? So anyway. It's just Jane and me, and last night we had her friend of hers brought over like a Mexican chicken salad, which I thought was nice
Love
because you
that.
can kind of put what you want on it. Of
Yeah.
course, you know me, I would have been like, oh gosh, no, we have to have guacamole and we have to
Right,
have
right, right, right,
beans
right,
and we have to have rice and we have,
Yeah.
no, this was just lettuce that she had already cut up, some great chicken, like shredded chicken. It did appear to be fresh corn that she had cut off the cob, right?
That's
Tomatoes that
next
were
level.
already all chopped up. I mean, it was nice. There was no guacamole, there was no black beans, and it was totally fine.
Totally fine.
So anyway, yeah, I was just thinking, like, what's your go-to that you take to drop off for people?
So mine is the Pioneer Woman sour cream noodle bake. But now I'm having to rethink that because it's all cheese. But it's like ground beef, egg noodles, sour cream, cheddar cheese.
Even just being here with Jane too. Jane one is my mama mama. Jane, my surrogate mama. My mama had a Whipple 11 years ago. And for those of you who don't know what a Whipple is, it's the surgery performed when people have pancreatic cancer, wherein they take part of your pancreas, part of your small intestine, part of your large intestine, part of your stomach, remove your gallbladder if you still have it. Part of your bile duct, and they replumb it. They reconnect them all. You want to talk about a bear of a surgery? It was hell. And so naturally, my mother has GI issues as a result. And so yeah, listen, we're real in tune with all GI functions in the Caldwell House post-surgery. So this is probably my own special form of PTSD. And y'all should continue to take your cheesy casseroles to your friends and not worry about it.
Gonna, if you've never I will link it. It is also a really good like feed your family, like if you have the football team coming over, hint hint, Birch, or you know, you can put French bread with it in a salad. Now I'm gonna have to rethink
I'm
it
telling you, it's just my own personal form of
The
PTSD.
other I mean, the other go-to is always the cheese muffins. Yeah. So, I mean, I have, you know, taken pizza. I've had pizza delivered if I'm not in the same city. Sometimes, like, I'll find out what their favorite local pizza place is and have them deliver it. Now, with Uber
Okay.
and all those things, you can get just about anything delivered. So, I haven't had to do that in a while. Now, I would, probably do whatever, but that's always a good idea just for something because, people show up with like 4 and 5 casseroles. And like, if I have another casserole, I'm going to gouge my eyeballs out.
Right.
So pizza can sometimes be a nice break.
I think another fun thing is to send something for breakfast.
Yeah, a breakfast casserole is always a good idea because you can have breakfast for dinner if you want it, or breakfast, whatever. So
Yeah.
that's really good. If you're in Macon, the casserole shop, people go and just empty those freezers. I don't know if y'all have a place where
I
you
was
are that
really
sells casserole.
hoping we were going to get some redneck chicken salad and Greek pasta, but that hadn't shown up.
I mean, put that out in the world. You never know. Put requests.
Yeah, but y'all hit us up with
Yes, we want to know.
I'll put a post up on Instagram and y'all can
Yes.
comment.
Please. Also with food, because I'm about to head over there, Mandy, there's a Whole Foods around the corner. I'm new to Whole Foods. And so I really liked their tuna salad wrap. So I'm going to get a couple of those to put in our little fridge. But do you have any favorite snacks from there that I could, because I made my Cheez-Its. I got 3 boxes of the Cheez-Its, but everybody's going to want those as soon as they start getting here. So those are not going to last.
I tell you what, my last, still on the protein kick.
Right.
But the last Whole Foods order I got, I ordered several of the, I don't know how to pronounce it, the SKYR yogurts.
Oh, okay.
Those are packed with protein and they were really good. The key lime pie,
Okay.
was excellent. I sort of like a tangy yogurt because it's
Yeah.
not fighting the tang that already exists with the yogurt. You just
Right.
lean into the
Lean
tang.
into it. Lean
Lean
into
into
it.
the tang, friends. And I especially liked the key lime pie one. I didn't love the coconut one, just FYI, but those
Okay.
skyr yogurts
Yeah.
were excellent. That would be a good sort of protein.
Yeah. So I brought enough yogurt, but I'll need some for next week. So I'm definitely going to get those when I go after our little jaunt to Brevard, North Carolina.
My friend Cindy loves the, I think it's Boulder Canyon potato chips.
Okay.
Cindy's a girl after my own heart who also could eat an entire bag of potato chip.
Yes.
But she particularly likes, I think it's Boulder Canyon, I think it's the
Okay.
brand.
Great.
She,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I
sure.
will. Next week is my food week, and that's what it's going to be, friends, is how I eat in a hotel room
There you go.
while
All right.
avoiding powdered eggs down at the breakfast bar.
Yeah.
I've eaten enough of those in my life.
I bet. Well,
Lord.
talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
So I tried to get some good favorites. I was struggling because.
Grace
Right
of
near the end
April.
of the school year. I know now that we're going to be in summer that I will have many more because I'm so excited about this summer and all some fun things I have planned. So anyway, the first thing that I have been loving just as something to keep on in the background that is joyful is a show called The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy. And it's on Apple TV. This is the second season.
I've seen ads for it and I
Oh my
thought, I mean,
gosh.
fun.
Well, I mean, Eugene Levy is just a national treasure. He's a Canadian national treasure, but he's still ours, I feel like. He is the most awkward human, and watching him navigate the world is just amazing. The first season, he went around the US. This season, he's international.
No, boy.
Let me tell you, but here's what he does. He sneakily goes to like these 5-star resorts. He does some local fun stuff where it puts him in weird spots, but the man is not going to stay anywhere but a 5-star. And so some of the places he goes, I'm like, gosh, if I ever get to, have a dream trip, I'm adding that to my list. So he's really funny. He's very kind, of course, as well. So watching him navigate the world is super fun. So The Reluctant Traveler, I really like. As far as music goes, do you know? I'm sure you know Lake Street Dive.
I freaking love Lake Street
Well,
Dive.
they have a new album coming out, and I don't know. I think it's June, I
I can't
think.
believe this is the first time we've mentioned Lake Street
I
Dive on
love
the
them.
podcast. I love them that much.
I love them so much. Well, these two new songs are not going to disappoint, especially Good Together, which is the name of the album and it's the number one track. And you know my life, Mandy, so you know why when you hear it, you'll know it. I mean, it is so good. Her voice is just the right amount of rasp and soul. I just love them so much.
Y'all
If
are really lucky that I'm in the convalescent home, because otherwise I would be
you'd
breaking
be
out right
singing.
now and tell a mom like a kisser or
Oh,
rock a side pony.
yeah. Oh, Rock a Side Pony,
A
honey. Oh
pony.
my God. So, also, if you have not seen their Tiny Desk concert, it is so good. Go look that up and find it online. Highly, I just love them. Maybe that we need to add them to our places, things we want to do together. I love Lake Street Dive like so much. Like, I could sing word for word all their songs. So the next thing I wanted to put in your world. Because I am not, I'm not one to spend a ton of money on a lot of things. And yoga and workout clothes are top of that list. And I don't do Lulu because I'm not going to spend that much money on myself for yoga pants. But some cute little girls that I follow on Instagram, they're two little teachers, have been talking about this crazy yoga, CRZ yoga. And it's on Amazon, and it's like less than half the cost of Lulu. And part of what I have had to do for this 2 week period is I'm gonna be walking everywhere, but I still need to look nice. So I've got a bunch of dresses, and so I bought a bunch of their biker shorts to wear under my dresses to prevent chafing, ladies, as we know happens. And they're very reasonable, they're very comfortable. I've also got a pair of the full-length pants to work out in when I go work out and avoid the full-length mirrors. But they're real comfortable and they're very affordable. Like the full-length pants, I think were like $25. Yeah, and these were less than 20 a piece. So crazy yoga. There's a whole line. It's all on Amazon. Highly recommend. The other thing, now that I have come back to Charlotte after a while, I met my friend who, by the way, that's also a favorite thing, is catching up with old friends. We had so much fun last night. We went and sat at a place called Optimist Hall, and it's like an old warehouse looking building, with the it's got the old smokestack. So I'm sure it was like a mill of some sort. And it's all different restaurants and shops, local stuff. There was not a, a chain in sight. Some of them, like we have a location in Charleston and here, so that, it's semi-local. And we sat and had a margarita and a quesadilla we split at this great little cantina. There are outside seats, there are breweries and gelato places. It's just a great little place. So if you are in Charlotte and need a fun place to go to eat, the Optimist Hall has a little bit of everything. So
Good.
families, so it's very family friendly too. So I was really excited. There is also a stationery shop that I did not make it to this time, but let me tell you, anytime I need dinner in these next 2 weeks, I'm gonna
Might
shop.
be headed over there.
Yeah,
Okay.
indeed.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right, friends. Well, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and claim that next week's recording just might be in jeopardy.
Yes, it really may. I was going to talk to you
Between
about that after.
Katie's schedule and the fact that my mom's having brain surgery on
Yeah.
Tuesday, it may be nothing. It may be a big fat hairy deal. We don't know.
We don't know.
So just, grace abounds.
We will definitely, if nothing else, I will take 5 minutes. If we're not going to record, I will take 5 minutes and come on and update you on how everybody's doing, because I know that this group of people is a beautiful group of friends that worry about us. And so
Can't imagine that.
I don't know. I will say I'm also a safe female traveler, and I have friends tracking my every movement on Life360. So even if I'm walking by myself, they're always looking. So I'm fine. But I'm going to be in meetings from like 8:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night, and Mandy's going to have a full plate. So we know that y'all give us grace just like we give each other grace. And so we'll see. But if nothing else, I'll come on and I'll make a short little update and put it out there in the world. So y'all won't worry too much about us. But we covet your prayers for all the things.
Sanity, top of mind. My poor sister. So my nephew's graduating from high school
Yeah.
in Columbia. Her husband turned 60 last week, and they had already planned a birthday party for him. And then my mother has been living with her and is having brain surgery on Tuesday. She called me this morning, like, yeah, I can you be here by 2:30? Like, I will do my best.
Lord.
So yeah, it's just
Yeah.
woo.
Just trying to
'Cause
take care of all our people.
we got graduation parties, we've got birthday parties, we've got surgeries, we've got all the
All
things.
the things.
So
Yeah, I'm glad you said that out loud, because I was looking at my schedule going, I don't know when this is going to happen.
yeah.
So.
So, all right, friends. Well, we
All
hope
right.
y'all have a great week.
Yes, we do. Because, when you get a bunch of Methodist type A personalities together in the same room, it's going to be great. Yeah, it's going to be
You have
fun.
fun with that, Katie.
Thanks. We love y'all. We love you, Birch. We love you, Brooker. We love all our people, and thank you for being such a wonderful community. Y'all have a great week, or
Y'all.
two.